Hey, all you traders and investors out there, thanks for joining me once again. This is Trade Doc on Eye in the Market. Today is September 29th, 2019. It's a Sunday. It's 11:30 in the morning. Just checking it out here. Turn on the PC. I apologize, there's no podcast last week. Just didn't get around to do with it, and by Tuesday, I figured it was just too late, so I just kept on doing other things. But there were some trades on last week. I actually opened a few. It was Thursday and Friday when I opened it. I made some trades in the Russell futures on either it was Monday or Tuesday, right before it took the dip. So that's pretty much what I did for trading. As far as like the oil spiking to like 62, I mean, it just faded away. Now we're right back to where we were before, bouncing around 57.50 and 55. Oil's trading at 56.18. So didn't take advantage of that short, though it was way up above my target, and it actually broke under the 57.50, but see if it bounces again. But oil looks like it's gonna be either losing volatility or catching a bid if something else happens. But let's just get right into it without further ado. This is Trade Doc on the broad 32 ETFs, ETN, seeing what we have going on for this week. So first we have USO. Is oil, and they were down over a little over 1%, trading at 1166. I have a channel here of consolidation between $12 and $11. So we could probably see oil continue to consolidate between there, and that's USO. As far as like the consolidation for the CL futures, it'd be like 57.50 and 53.50. So with 55 being a support resistance area, 53.50 is kind of like a weak support resistance. The 50.75 area is more of a support level. So we might see it come down to 50.75 in the next coming weeks. But for now, I like to get positioned short closer to the 57.50 area. And next is XOP, and they were down 0.5% on Friday. Kind of doing a little bit of a flag. So it looks like the pop that happened on the news was faded in oil and the oil explorers. So I can probably see this bounce up again. I can play this with the triple leverage drip. Some options in there. I've done it before. But as for right now, I feel like they could be catching a bid or trading sideways for a little while. Next is OIH, and that's the oil services. Volatility's been a little bit crazy here, and they've been just coming down. So be good to play the oil services as a bounce play, a short-term bounce. Next is UNG, and UNG's come down the last couple weeks pretty hard. It's trading at 20.54. It was down almost 2% on Friday. Volatility's gone up, so it's good to probably place some premium plays in there. Maybe some calendars or butterflies. But natural gas looks like it's getting extremely sold off and could find some stable prices or consolidate here. I'd rather be a buyer at below 20. Next is XLE. XLE is pretty much neutral on Friday, down 0.02%, down one penny on Friday, so pretty neutral. So here I've seen like a consolidation play. Looks like they could get bought. So as far as XLE oil or services, I'd be probably bullish coming up this week. At least I'd be like 10 deltas bullish, not much, you know, 15 deltas. But, you know, I'm looking at this and getting some signals that the oil markets and oil services, this energy sector might just stabilize and retest the 62s again. Right now, they're trading at 59.63. So, seeing the price action that happened on Friday and the last couple weeks, the last 2 weeks, and see a bounce play happen back up to 62. For consolidation, and I'm definitely getting a buy reversal signal, so I'd probably like to act on that, though I wouldn't want to be long oil. Next is XLU, and XLU is looking for, is finding new highs at 65.11, so that just shows you the scare that's on the market right now. Everyone's buying up utilities, which is more of a safe haven. But again, they're just getting them extended. But it's making this new range, price range. So I kind of like it. XLU, see it fade back down to 62. Next is XLI, the industrial sector. Industrial sector is holding on to those highs. All-time highs was 79.79. It's trading at 77.50, but it's holding support of 77. So if it does hold support of 77, market is bullish. So even with the retracement that happened in the market, market is still bullish. Next is XLB, material sector. It's holding on to the top of that channel. And it just trades the same way all the time. So once it completes the trading range of this channel, it'll probably move up to new prices. But right now, it's got to come back down to the 55 area. They're trading at 57.75. Next is XME. Let's see if we can get bullish, which it looks like we're pretty close to another bottom fish here. At least some stable prices or a bounce. So it's getting close to the sun. The prices are getting close to the December bottoms where they bounced off. They high reversed around 24.30. Right now it's trading at 25.70. December bottom, so 25.32, so that's pretty close. But I'd be a buyer kind of as it comes down, if it does come down anymore, on XME. That's metals and mining sector. Next, we got the MJ sector. MJ made new lows on Friday at 21.35. They're extremely sold off. I've been bullish and reverse positions, taking losses, and haven't gone heavy because the reversal hasn't happened in a while. I thought it was going to happen back in the end of August, beginning of September, where it did like bounce up for a while, but then just been flush for the last 2 weeks. And that's understandable because everyone's just selling right now. A little bit of a panic. But it was down 2.5% on Friday. I say if it comes down a little bit more on Monday to be a buyer again, that's pretty much all I could do. Buying stock instead. Next is XBI. NXBI took a hit on Friday, down 0.75%, trading at 76.45. I've been bullish, but with no position, but looking to start getting bullish and buying some biotech and healthcare sector. Now it's trading at in a channel here. Don't really have this whole structure yet, but now that I'm looking at it, it's actually a wedge. So it's kind of once you kind of just making yourself a roadmap. I'm making a roadmap, so it's kind of at the bottom of the wedge. So at 75.90, it's worth probably either buying some stock or buying some calendars, or even just selling. Since the volatility is up, selling some verticals would probably be a good idea at these levels, especially because they usually bounce hard. But I wouldn't really sell them with too many deltas. I'd sell like the 75s. Give you a dollar of a cushion, maybe. But these are like the setups that I like to see. And XBI looks like it's ready for a bounce. So across the market, I wouldn't be surprised if the market rises hard this week. Next, we have XLV. And that's a healthcare sector. The healthcare sector broke down on the channel. So this is actually not looking that good. It might come down to the 87 level where it had bounced off before. I call that like a double bounce. It wasn't a double bottom. It was more like a V bottom recovery, and then it bounced off at 87. And then ever since then, it's been avoiding that level. But now, since it broke down from the trend line, there might be a bounce, or it can continue and have a bounce on the 87. Right now it's trading at 89.30. So, I mean, it's not that far. If you could absorb that, you know, buy stock and then sell put verticals once it hits the 87. And if that bounce happens, you can sell calls against the stock you got. Next is XRT, and they've been holding on to support. So retail sector doesn't look bad, and I think it'll continue to move up higher. Might retest the 40-50s, but right now it's trading at 42. So no position in retail sector. I haven't had a position in a long time. Just been watching it. Been watching the whole bounce in September. So now we're getting into the holiday season, kind of ripped up and holding on to those prices. So yeah, I'd like to, for the holiday season into January, but there could be some news that comes out saying that sales were less than expected, but and that can move the market. So with that in the back of my mind, I'd probably just do it more like here in XLP, which we're looking at next. You know, they've been strong, holding, you know, up though the market's been doing what it's doing, and I've been making money shorting XLP, just buying puts and selling them back. It hasn't been a breakdown, so it's pretty strong, stable. You know, but once, like with the structure and everything, once the drop stocks happen, it'll be strong, but it kind of gives you two sides of the story. Next is XLY. XLY was down a little over 0.25% on Friday. Not really giving me a buy signal, but definitely had a retracement the last couple of weeks. Not as strong as XLP, which is the consumer staples, consumer discretionary. Probably be weaker depending on the sales. Next is SMH. SMH is working that wedge to the top side. Now it's work, and now it's retesting the bottom. So SMH will have a breakout pretty soon. They were down over 2.25% on Friday, but like I said, it's only because it's going down to retest that wedge. Some traders looking for yield. I'm sure once it hits around the 114.80s, 115 area, that's probably when we'll see a bid, have that move back up. I'd probably play this as that breakout trade, but I'd rather get in when it's at the bottom. Next is IYR, which is the real estate, and real estate's still above that slope that we've been looking at. Still strong, kind of finding resistance at 94 area. Right now it's at 93.19, so it could come down and retest, and it is allowed. Still bullish, even though it'll come down to like the 91s, 93s. I mean, even if it comes down to the 89s to the 90s, it's still considered bullish. So it could even come down all the way to 88 and it's still bullish. So a retest of 88 would be a good time to get in and then hold that, trade that as consolidation trades. But there could be a retracement in the real estate sector, just slow the way it's been going. Next is financials, and they were up a little over a quarter of a percent on Friday. And because they were up on Friday while the rest of the market was down, it kind of shows you a little bit there's some strength in the market still. And financials really has been having a rough time. So I shorted them back in March, and no profit. But since it's been bouncing, moving above, I mean, the whole market's still bullish even with all of the retracements. Next is TLT. TLT looks like it's coming back up, and I've been wanting to go short TLT, long real estate. If I haven't done it, here TLT looks like it might be ready to reset down and retest the 134s. Next is GLD, and I did short GLD on the accounts, and it's been pretty much consolidating ever since August. So gold's back at $1,500 bucks. And when it hit 1,500, it kind of got too excited, went up to 1,560, where I placed some shorts. It went down. I thought it was going to go down a little lower, but now it's 1,500. So gold could be stabilizing and all in between those prices, but I'd still be holding. I'd rather have a consolidation trade on gold than be long, though it is making a base. Been long gold. I've seen the trading that happens in it, so really it's a big fish's game. And there could be a retracement. That's what it shows. That's what I'm seeing on the charts anyways. Next is GDX. GDX was down over 2.25% on Friday. And same thing with gold. This is more volatile. But same thing. Probably retraced back down to like $25. Right now it's trading at $27.50. Next we're looking at the SPY. And the SPY is well above where it needs to be. So bullish. What this retracement is, it could have just retested support on Friday, but there could be some it's going to stabilize. I have one drop. Even if it drops back down to 286, still bullish. So, and this ES, if the ES drops back down to 28, 25, still bullish. It's a good time to buy right there. Next is QQQ. They were down 1.25% on Friday, hitting the bottom of that rising wedge that I've been tracking. If it bounces this week and stays above that, then that's confirmation that it's a good time to go long on the QQQ. But I'd probably go on SMH instead. I'd probably go long semiconductors instead. Next is IWM, and I believe I placed a trade on the IWM too, with some positive delta kind of way out there. Let me see if I could find a trade. I believe I sold the 155s, or I bought the butterflies, but I think I started with so it didn't even fill. So no fill on IWM, but I'm going bullish IWM, looking to go to 155. Next is UVXY. UVXY was up 4% on Friday. Big scare. I closed on one of the accounts. I closed some short put verticals. So now I'm just leaving the calls, the short call verticals working. So volatility will probably increase. But you got to be short volatility for the most part. Next is FXI, and I did open up a trade in FXI, and that's China. Opened up some 41 puts. I got some time on that, so those are the ones that open up. And there was a big dip on Friday, down to 30. I don't know if that's kind of close to the end of the day. Maybe that's why my trade fell. No, it actually was. So that is why when I dipped down to the 39.20s, That's what filled my orders up, because it was a big dip. I don't know why it's showing that it's 36.50. Sometimes when that happens, it's like it could go down to that. But going long China with some sold some put verticals. Next is INDA, and I had bought some in the beginning of August, and I sold it into that consolidation because I didn't know if it was just going to consolidate and move down, but it did move up, pop up. No position in it now. I'm just waiting for the structure to play out before picking a direction. Next is RSX, and RSX has been very surprising. They just moved up and retested the tops. So if pretty much it's creating another new trading range. Volatility's been up also of 22.50 and 20.24. Next is EFA, and that's the Eurozone with everything that's going on, but that's the same thing. It's doing better than the US market for money's flowing over there. Right now it could be right now it could be going to retest back down to the 36, so it's a good time. I'd go short. Next is EEM, and EEM was one that I did want to place a trade on, but I did it with FXI. EEM, the volatility is going up a little bit, and it was one of the most actively traded ETFs, and that's because it's back down to support area. So if this area can hold up, I'd like to be a buyer of EEM. And it was down of 120. It was down 1.25% on Friday. Next is EWW, and that's Mexico. And Mexico's kind of reached, tested, and rounded off around the 43.50 area. That's the area where I had sold. No more position in EWW. Though it looks like it's going to be consolidating before moving back up. And last but not least, did open up some positions in EWZ. EWZ is, the way I'm tracking it, is on its fifth wave up. So I can see this breach at least touch 43.50. My trade's a little bit more of a consolidation because I feel like this fifth wave will be a little slow. And I like to move up my position to see what happens. But there could be a nice burst in EWZ, and that calls for it to go above 43.50. And then the sell-off might be severe. Anyways, thanks for joining me. Hope this helps. I gave you the trades I put on this week. Like I said, I'll be more interested in like the oil markets now that I've been, the volatility is a little bit dying. And I can see what's going to happen as far as consolidation. So, everyone have a good luck this week. Thanks for joining me again. This is Trade Doc, Eye in the Market. Peace.